AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Rescue workers are digging for a fifth day, looking for survivors from a collapsed condo building near Miami. 9 people are confirmed dead. More than 150 others are still missing. A rescue dog, Oreo, is assisting in the search. Moises Sofer is her handler.
You can go into cribs, into voids that a big dog would normally don't go. And also, because of the weight, she can go in other places that have more instability that another dog cannot go.
This morning, a crane lifted a large slab of concrete from the debris pile. 3 operational and weapon storage facilities were targeted by the U.S., 2 in Syria, 1 in Iraq. The military says they are facilities used by Iran-backed militia groups. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says Iran groups have been targeting U.S. interests.
We have been very clear, the president has been very clear throughout, that we will act to protect U.S. personnel. And given these ongoing attacks that you referred to by Iran-backed groups targeting our interests in Iraq, he directed further military action.
The Supreme Court rejected a Virginia school board's appeal to reinstate its transgender bathroom ban. The AP's Mark Sherman reports the court is about to wrap up its first term with 3 justices confirmed during the Trump administration.
This is not a term where that supermajority was in evidence all that much, although the court did rule on some challenges by religious groups to limits on worship services because of COVID-19. The court sided with the religious challenges in a split where the conservatives were on one side and the liberals were on the other.
The court today passed on 2 potentially big cases, but are still considering others. Forecasters are watching a weather system that they say has a good chance of strengthening and dropping large amounts of rain on the Georgia and South Carolina coasts. It could soon become a tropical depression or a tropical storm. This is AP News. With less than a month to go before the Tokyo Olympics, the U.S. teams are taking shape. In the severe heat in Oregon, Sydney McLaughlin set a world record in the 400-meter hurdles.
It's an honor. You know, so many amazing women have come before me. So many amazing women will come after me. And I just want to be able to leave my mark and be a part of such an amazing sport.
Simone Biles will lead the U.S. women's gymnastics team. She burst onto the scene in the 2016 games, winning 4 gold medals. In Tokyo, she plans to live in the moment.
2016 was such a blur. Once we got over there, everything happened so quick. I also think that just the pace we were going, and this time we get to relax a little bit.
Biles has high hopes for this year.
The 4-person team, we have a lot of depth on all of the events, so I think we'll be set once we get over there. And it should be fine.
The 24-year-old Biles refused to say if this Olympic Games would be her last. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.